taking a little bit longer, and it's proving quite difficult in both Guinea and Sierra Leone. But honestly, this is something we've expected. We've been saying for a long time, we can keep using this analogy, the bumpy road. We noticed when Liberia had managed to drop most of its cases down, it still took 4 months before they got to the end of their outbreak. And we're seeing the same sort of thing, probably a little bit, it's more complex and more difficult in both Sierra Leone and Guinea than it was in Liberia, but it is not something we didn't expect, but it is something we have to really intensify our efforts to tackle.
So what are the main obstacles that you're facing?
One of the problems is people in communities that are affected by Ebola still do not accept, and this is not all the people, just some people, but still do not accept that it really is the risk that we know it is. So, for instance, we're still seeing traditional herbalists treating people with illness that turns out to be Ebola. We had one such case which sparked another 20 other cases. That gentleman eventually died, and he was infected by one of his patients, and then he sparked a cluster of other cases. And we're also still seeing unsafe burials. So the work to really persuade people, to really help people to understand that this is something that's endangering themselves and their loved ones, still needs to go on.
Can you give me an idea of how many people are in isolation at this time?
I haven't got those figures in front of me, but there are certainly a large numbers of people who are quarantined in specific areas. So we've got a chiefdom called Kasubulum in Sierra Leone where we're seeing a lot of cases, and many homes are under quarantine at the moment there. So again, it varies according to where the infections are and who the people who are known to be contacts of the people who have been confirmed to have the disease.
Are those cases concentrated in an area where there's a common border between Sierra Leone and Guinea?
That's correct. So most of what we call the hot zone are in two areas facing each other on either side of that border. So in Sierra Leone, we have Port Loko and Cambia, which are on one side of the border, and on the other side in Guinea, we've got Furukaria and Debreca, and those areas are still seeing a lot of infections. But interestingly, when we've done genetic studies, we haven't found that much passing to and fro across the border. What we expected was that people would be moving across the border and reseeding infections. But interestingly, particularly in Guinea, a lot of the virus that we've traced has actually come from other parts of Guinea. So while these are areas that are important for people to travel to, it's not actually spreading across the border so much, but simply it is true, simply that people do move around a lot.
So the screening being done at the border can be considered a success?
We feel that the screening being done at the border is being done appropriately, and that's something that the governments in all three countries have made a great deal of effort to ensure that people who have symptoms do not travel into other areas.
Is enough being done at this stage, in your view, to stop the outbreak in the two countries? Or, for example, do you need a massive medical push of the health facilities and awareness campaigns to finally stop it?
We think we certainly need to really re-intensify. One of the difficulties with an outbreak that's long as this is fatigue really sets in. And that sets in at local level, that sets in at national level, and it certainly sets in at international level. Many people I've spoken to think the outbreak's over, or they just think it's gone on too long. But the fact is, exactly as you said, we need to reinvigorate and re-energize, because this time last year was when the virus started to really burn through these communities. With Ebola, there's no such thing as just a few cases. One case of Ebola will spark a massive outbreak. That's what happened last year, and that's what we've got to stop this year.